Hey there, and welcome back to the DriveCast. My name is Andrew Clark, and I get to serve as one of the student pastors here at LifePoint. On Sunday morning, we finished off our annual Wide Open World series. This year, we looked at Romans 10, where we've been reminding ourselves week after week that the gospel is why we go. As we turn to Romans chapter 10, verses 14 through 17, we got to see Paul reverse engineer for us the process of salvation. In essence, Paul helped us see that all Christians are sent to share the good news so people might be saved. When we talk about all Christians being sent and use the Great Commission as a reference point, I tend to think we find that pretty overwhelming. There isn't really an end, right? We're given this big task that we could spend our entire lives devoted to and still not accomplish it. Frankly, with 2 to 3 billion people in the world that haven't heard about Jesus, I think we could spend our entire lives devoted to the Great Commission and not feel like we've even made a dent. In some ways, I think this can become paralysis by analysis for us, right? We have this big, seemingly impossible task before us and no clear sense of where to start. So what do we do? What does it look like to make living out the Great Commission the overarching goal of my life? I think we have to get in the habit of constantly reframing this conversation. Our responsibility as believers is to be obedient to walk through the doors that God opens for us. I've got to be obedient to walk through the doors that God opens for me, to act on the opportunities that He gives to me and leave the rest up to Him. In this way, we take this big, massive mission and we localize it. Right? We pray and ask, God, what are you calling me specifically to do? In the context of our church, as we close out this big Wide Open World series, I think there are a ton of opportunities for you to live this out, not just in the context of your local community, but all around the world. This year, next year, you could be a part of a team that goes for 5 to 10 days and gets the privilege of sharing the gospel with people who have never even heard the name Jesus. You could be part of bringing the greatest story ever told, the story of salvation and redemption, to people who desperately need it. If you're interested in getting more information about what that might look like for you, you can check out the missions page on our website, lifepointohio.com. So as we continue to reflect on Romans 10, I'd challenge you to be a goer, but I'd also challenge you to think about being a sender. We see both of these here in Romans 10. If you're in a stage of life where you don't have the opportunity to go yourself, you could consider giving to support someone else being able to go and share the gospel. This week, June 8th through the 14th, 2025, we have our Wide Open World offering. And every dollar that you give to LifePoint goes directly towards supporting our missions efforts over the course of the next year. This week, my prayer is that God would speak to us clearly about what He's calling us to do. If He wants us to go by participating in a trip, if He wants us to send by giving through our WOW offering, or if He wants us to do both, let me pray for you. God, thank you for the incredible blessing that you've given us through your Son, Jesus. When our own decisions led us into brokenness and sent us towards an eternity apart from you, you didn't let us stay that way. Jesus, thank you for coming to earth and living the life that we couldn't live, dying the death that you didn't deserve, and making a way for us to be saved. Help us to not let that message ever get old. God, would you stir a fire in our hearts? Would you stoke the flames in us to go and to share the gospel with others the same way that you came to bring the good news to us? Be with us this week. Challenge us clearly and give us the courage to obey. Amen. Well, thanks for joining us on this episode of the DriveCast. We'll see you next time.